Super Bowl Sunday. I wore this Viking shirt on purpose today. You know what? This was bought for me at Christmas. At Christmas. And 2 weeks ago, the Vikings played the Eagles. And I looked through my closet on Saturday night. I couldn't find my shirt. I had believed that you had come to the house and stole my shirt. Eagles fans were invading my house. And Miss Connie and Chuck and Dina bought me this shirt. I'm going to tell you something right now. It's got the embroidered thing. This ain't a cheap shirt, okay? So anyway, I was just upset. So I had that Sunday, didn't have no shirt. We lost the game. We got killed. So that's why last night I was going through my closet again. And somehow this thing was put on backwards and another shirt was like on top of it. Did you do that? I'm telling you right now. Since you did that, we have now security at our house. This is not a lie. We have that ring thing. How many has that ring thing at your house? That ring security mess. That stuff's pretty amazing, isn't it? You go up to the doorbell, it sees you at the doorbell. You ain't getting my shirt no more. I'm telling you that right now. In the backyard, we got it lit up. You in the backyard, poof, I can see the whole backyard. I can even say, get out of my yard. That's what I'm telling you, Eagles fans. But anyway. So I found this shirt last night as I was going through just trying to find out what I'm going to wear today. And I thought, man, I'm wearing that. Amen. Come on. And then I pulled out my coaching shoes. You see these? Nike right on the top of them, baby. Amen. You might say, why is he telling us all that? Because of the message. Here we go. Buddy, this is what football used to look like. Amen. That's what football used to look like. Listen, they didn't play for those 17, 20 years back in the day. You lucky you made it 4 or 5 years. It was down, it was dirty, it was ugly. Amen? Just do it. Just do it. It's the title of my message today. Nike, just do it. Amen? Y'all with me or not? Yes or no? But don't think we ain't talking about the Bible. We are. Come on, let's go. Just do it. Just do it. Come on, Raj. Push me, brother. What's that slogan for? Just do it. It's a slogan for what? Can you say it again? It's the slogan for what? And you might say, well, what's Clark doing? He always preaches the Bible. Now he's turning into some, you know, commercial joker. No. Did you know a lot of people that are in commercial business out there are very smart people? Very smart people. The people from Nike were very, very, very smart. They went to the Bible and got their name. Did you know that? The word Nike is right out of our Bible. They didn't make up Nike. We're sitting around the table. Well, I don't call it Nike. Oh, yeah, we do it that way. Oh, no. The word Nike is the Greek word that's found throughout the Bible. Matter of fact, Miss Greek scholar, sitting right back here, Miss Dina, how do you say it? Nike. Say it one more time. Just in case you don't think I know what I'm talking about with Greek, you don't want to argue with me. Because I got her. Dina. Now, what's your middle name? Your maiden name was? Agat, not the Pullis. Nobody would have a name like that if she won't Greek. I'm just telling you right now. Amen. She's the real deal. So, Nike or Nike is a Greek word that's found throughout the Bible. Let's talk about it. That's why I got the shoes on. That's why you see the little swish. Now you know. Now you know. What does Nike mean if it's in the Bible? Now, it's in the Greek. Remember that. Well, guess what? That's what our New Testament was written in. It was written in the Greek language because Alexander the Great had conquered the known world. It was the language English like today is. If you wrote a Bible today or tried to translate a Bible today, you wouldn't translate the Bible into some crazy language somewhere that nobody knows. You'd translate it into what? English. Correct? Yes or no? Well, back in the day, the language was Greek. It was Greek. And so your New Testament, not the Old Testament, that's Hebrew, I get that. But the New Testament was translated into Greek. Got it? Yes or no? So, that's where you get these words like Nike. What does Nike mean? Say it out loud with me. Conqueror. Overcomer. Victor. One more time. Nike means, come on. Were the Nike folks smart for picking that name? Yes or no? If you're going to try to have a sports stuff, clothing, equipment, that's going to be out there for ball teams and people out there to wear around this, you know, around their to support their teams, boy, let's name it Nike. Yes or no? Amen. Or tennis shoes or whatever it is. Pretty smart. Yes. But it came from the Bible. Say this with me, guys. I want this for you today. Say that with me. God wants me to and not to be. He's the one that said it. He's the one that said Nike. He's the one that gave us the Scriptures. He's the one that said you're a conqueror, you're an overcomer, you're a winner. Y'all hearing me or not? And this is what you have in Christ. Okay? Say it with me again. Here's something else. Say it with me out loud. Come on, you'll be fine. It's Super Bowl Sunday. Wake up. Here we go. Here we go. Say it with me. God wants me to not to be. That's His Word. I could give you so many Scriptures, and we are. We're coming up on it. Keep looking. Say it with me. Say this one. Boy, this is a loud one. Come on. God wants me to be a not a. Amen. Say. Because I've been hurt, or someone did damage to me, is that going to make me that person the rest of my life? Or can I be Nike? Can I be an overcomer? Can I still be a conqueror? Can I be victorious over that crap that happened to me? God says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen. It's over and over and over in the Bible. Amen. Come on. Let's say this last one. Say it with me. God wants me to be a, not a, boom. And you just thought I said that. No. Hey, buddy, most of the good things I've ever said in my life come from the Bible. I'm telling you. God wants us to be a winner, not a whiner. Yeah, but you don't understand. You don't understand that God doesn't want you to whine. Yeah, but it happened. And if you don't watch it, you're going to blame what happened to you on Him. And that slope just goes right down to just despair. Instead of conquering, you're way down here. Amen. Come on. So Just Do It is the title today. And I want to take us, this is something the Lord helped me with years ago when I was abandoned as a husband. It killed me. I cannot tell you the depths of despair that I went down to. Marriage matters to me. You understand that? Love matters to me. Commitment matters to me. Even this shirt on my body today, there's a reason. Because I'm loyal to the Minnesota Vikings. I am. You know, it's horrible. I know. My children have said they're loyal to them now, too. And they said, Dad, why did you do this to us? But that's who I am. That's not because I'm a great person. It's because I have a great God who's taught me things. That's a mark of character in somebody. Y'all listen to me or not? I love you. You matter to me. I'm not ashamed of you. Oh my gosh, you know, I'm Pastor Fellowship. I'm ashamed. You kidding me? My head goes straight up. Not because I'm full of myself, but because I love you and I believe in who we are and what we do. Amen. Say, come on. That's biblical, man. But I was broken, and the Lord helped me. He helped me. He helped me through His Word. And He gave me something years ago that I want to share with you today. You say, well, I don't believe the Bible. I don't read the Bible. Boy, have you ever really lost what you can have through the Scriptures and through God's touch on your life? You really ought to listen. This can change your life. The book of Joshua. We're going there. The book of Joshua. It's a picture of a conqueror. Push me, Rod. It's a picture of a conqueror. It's about taking possession of God's promises. That's what this book is about. Keep looking. That's what the book is about. It's about the process of faith. And it's about action and about moving forward, not getting stuck. It's about I can and we can do this. That's what the book of Joshua is about. It's about God's power being displayed in who? Real people. Regular people. Discouraged people. People didn't think they could. But then they did it because of Him. And they believed. That's the book of Joshua. So today's message I've built around the book of Joshua. The book of Joshua is about a conqueror. Say it with me. Joshua was his name. Even if you don't know the Bible, you remember Joshua fought the battle of what? Absolutely. He was a fighter. He was a conqueror. 40 years before Joshua became a conqueror, 40 years before he became a conqueror. Don't think people are conquerors because they were born with a silver spoon in their mouth. Don't think people were conquerors because they haven't had it rough like you've had it. That's just one more excuse for you not to be one. Y'all listening or not? There's so much pain right inside this room that I'm aware of, that you aren't aware of. But there's so much pain in this room that I am not aware of, the things that you've gone through. Yet you lift your head up. You go to church. You love the Lord. You give to people. You serve Him. And if people knew the mess you'd gone through in your life, they would go, how could you still serve God? Because you are an overcomer. Yes or no? Amen. Because God loves you and you tapped into Him because He never let you go. He loved you through the mess. And now you're a champion for Christ. Joshua. 40 years before this book, 40 years before this happened, Joshua was almost stoned to death. He was almost killed because he believed we could do something big. He believed he could take the land for God. He believed even though they're bigger than us, we can beat them, man. Yes or no? Amen. The people, it'll always be this way in life. There was 12 of them, 12 spies, and 10 of them said we can't. Generally, that's how life's going to be. 10-2. That's how life's going to be. 10-2. 10-2. 10-2 that says we can't make it. 10-2 that whines. 10-2 that says you're crazy. 10-2, no, we can't. Y'all hearing me or not today? Well, I want to be numbered with the two, baby. Y'all hear me? Yes or no? Yeah, but what the crowd say? I could give a rip. Amen. Say. That's what's happening in our country today. They think if they cry loud enough, excuse me, and complain long enough, and holler, you know, bad enough. Come on, are you kidding me? This is a great country we live in. This is a great country we live in. We can do anything. Are you kidding me? You can say what you want to about the president, but one thing he has going for him, he cheers for America. He cheers for America. And you can't say he doesn't. He has his faults. He has his faults. He has some stuff. And there's stuff we wish he wouldn't do. But I bet if he got in our business, there's stuff he wished we wouldn't do too. But the bottom line is, I thank God for somebody cheering for America. Amen. I love that. Just think about that. This ain't no Republican, Democrat thing. This is an American thing. Amen. Say, do we believe we're winners in this country? Do you believe this is the greatest country on the planet? Or do you say, you can't say that because that's not being very nice? Well, I'm sorry. I do believe it. Why wouldn't I say something I believe? Yes or no? Come on, I ain't being proud. I'm giving respect to God for this great country. Amen. Say, come on. When I got sideways there. You know what my daughter said to me behind the curtain before I came out on stage? She says, Dad, take it easy. I want you to be around for a while. She knows this is the hardest thing I do all week long. Because my heart rate goes, yay! Amen. 40 years earlier, Joshua the son of Nun and Caleb the son of Jephthah, which were of them that searched the land, they came back after seeing this land that they could take that God said was theirs. They spoke unto the company of the children of Israel, saying, the land which we passed through, oh my goodness, is exceedingly good land. We've never seen land like this. If the Lord delight in us, then He'll bring us into this land. He'll give it to us, a land that flows with what? We saw it, guys. We saw it with our own eyes. This isn't rocks. This isn't stuff we've been living in. This is incredible. We can do this. They said, don't rebel against the Lord. Don't rebel against the Lord. Don't fear the people of that land, for they are bread to us. This would be a great talk for the NFL coaches today to their team. They're bred to us. We're about to go ahead and eat their lunch. Their defense is departed from them. The Lord is with us. Fear them not. This was Joshua and Caleb saying, we can do this. But all, say that last verse with me, all of it. Come on. But all the congregation bade stone them with stones. And the glory, hang on, of the Lord appeared in the tabernacle of the congregation before all the children of Israel. If the Lord hadn't have intervened, Joshua and Caleb would have been dead. Now what happened after that? Because the people did not believe God,
For 40 years, that generation did not go into the promised land. Joshua was young. He was of fighting age. He was ready to go. But because of the people's disobedience, and their disobedience was disbelief. Say disbelief. For you to say you can't, for you to say life is over, for you to say I cannot make it anymore, I lost my husband or I lost my wife. What you've gone through is horrendous. It's unbelievable what you've gone through. But I'm not going to let you come to church on Sunday and think that you can't make it. You hear me? I'm just not going to do it. You can make it. Yes or no? Amen. How many would say, Pastor Gary, I'm hurting, but I'm making it. Can I see a hand? I'm making it, Pastor. Come on. Can we just cheer these guys on right now? Come on. You're making it. You're making it. Amen. When I was going through my deep despair and trouble in my life, how many gave me a word of encouragement or you wrote me a letter? Can I see your hand? A word of encouragement or you wrote me something? Look at you in this house. We need to do that for one another. Amen. Yes or no? Not go, poor baby, I know it's over. No. Lovingly lift us. Amen? Only Joshua and Caleb believed that they were what? Say those two words. They were what? They were what? To proceed and take possession of the land that God had promised to Israel. I know we got communion. This is going to be rough on Gary. I'm going to tell you that right now. But they were outvoted. The other 10 spies. 10. 10 to 2. 10 to 2. 10 to 2. That's life as far as I'm concerned. It's usually about 10 to 2. 10 to 2. And nearly they got killed because of their faith and fighting spirit. Isn't that sad that somebody's about to get killed because they believe they can? Isn't that sad? Yes or no? Amen? Come on. This so displeased God that He withheld His power and forbid the taking of the land for how many years? I'm going to tell you something. Some of y'all have gone through some mess and you're letting it hold you down. You're letting it keep you from living life. You don't have 40 years. You don't have 40 years left. Whatever you've got left, why not make a decision? I'm not going to have the rest of my life to be cursed by my despair and my pain. I'm going to live because Jesus lives. Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Amen. Come on. Now, it's 40 years later, the book of Joshua. Keep going, buddy. You know, Roger has a tough job back there to put up with me. So, it's 40 years later. There's the land. That generation has died. Who's going to do it? Who's going to go take that land? Say it with me. One more time. One more time. You are. Now listen, life ain't always what we want it to be. Been 40 years. He's older, 40 years older now. His fight ain't as strong as it once was. Caleb's probably in his 70s or 80s. And Caleb's still living, baby. Caleb wants that mountain. How many ever sang that song as a kid? I want that mountain. I want that mountain. Have you ever heard that song? Where the milk and honey flows, where the grapes of Escrow grow, I want that mountain. I want that mountain. The mountain that the Lord has promised me. Good old song. That was Caleb. He was old. 40 years later. And not only that, Moses was dead now. Moses! Now listen, some leaders, when they die, it's a little bit of a hole and you can feel it pretty quick. When Moses is dead, that's a big hole. Y'all hear me, yes or no? The greatest leader of all time was the man Moses. There is no doubt about it. People that know the Bible and know corporations and know battles and know wars and know history would say that man Moses is the greatest leader of all time. He's dead. This is the problem. I mean, he was alive 40 years ago. Why didn't we do it then? He's dead now. And the Lord, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass, say it with me, that the Lord did what? He spoke unto who? Joshua the son of Nun, Moses' minister, and he said this to Joshua, you going to do this? Moses, my servant, is dead. Can't you imagine Joshua going, I know, okay? We could have done this a long time ago. Now, therefore, God speaking to Joshua, arise. Go over this Jordan River, this Jordan Valley, you and all these people, unto the land which I do give them, even to the children of Israel. Go over this land. I'm going to use you to do this mighty thing. You're the two that had faith. The others are dead. The ones that believe they couldn't do it are dead. You've got young people. You've got people that believe they can. You're set for battle, baby. Amen? So, number one, who's going to do it? You are. You mean Moses is dead? I got to fill his shoes? Hey, listen, you're you. You're not Moses, but you know what? With me, all things are possible. It never was Moses anyway, son. It was always me working through Moses. Amen. Say, Moses couldn't even talk. Moses couldn't take a stick and do nothing with it. I turned it into a snake. I'm the one who split that Red Sea. Amen. Say, I'm the one who fed them with manna and quail. I'm the one who done that, and I'm going to be with you. So number two, so what's he going to do? What's Joshua going to do? You're going to lead the people and take possession of the promised land. Who, me? Yeah, you. Nike. You're going to take possession of the land. Every place, Joshua, that your soul or your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said to Moses. My word was good to Moses, and my word's going to be good to you. This is God speaking. Did you know we have God's word today in the Scriptures? But I'm not going to read it. Why would I not want God's word to speak to me? Why would I not want God to talk to me like that? Amen. Say, I'd rather do it on my own. No wonder we whine or we quit or fail. From the wilderness of this Lebanon, even into the great river, the river Euphrates, the land of the Hittites, unto the great sea. I've been blessed to go about a dozen times over there to the Holy Land. I've seen what I'm talking about right here. It's incredible. Going down to the sun shall be your coast. You're going to own all this. The Israelites, the children of Israel. I'm going to give it to you. So, who's going to do it? You are. Number two, what's going to happen? Number three, how's he going to do it? How am I going to do this? What am I going to do? But now, how am I going to do that? How am I going to do that? How am I going to do that? I'm old, man. How am I going to do that? Say that with me pretty loud. You've got me, God says, and I've got... Say it with me. You've got me, God says, and I've got... That's pretty powerful. What's the Scripture say? We're just reading the first several verses in Joshua. There shall not any man be able to stand before you all the days of your life. What? Not one will stand before you. As I was with Moses, I will be with you. I love this. I will not fail you. I will not forsake you. This is the verse that God changed my life. When I was in despair, when I was abandoned, when I wanted to take my own life, God spoke to me through this verse. Are y'all hearing me today? This matters to me so much that I'll put on a funny shirt and wear funny shoes. Because this matters to me. You can do this. Here's God's promise to a conqueror. It meant so much to me. I wrote it down. I gave away cards to people. Probably thousands, I don't know. To the ball team. I would give them this lesson when they would invite me in. That's because I would help them, you know, and stuff. It was great. Here's this promise. Say it with me. Say it with me. I will. Help me, church. I will not. I will not. Do you think that spoke to my heart through the trial I was going through? Yes or no? Listen, I'll be with you. I'm alone. I'll be with you. I was so let down. I won't let you down. Number three, I'll not abandon you. As you lay by yourself, I'm going to lay right there with you. You're not alone, Gary Clark. I'm with you. You matter to me. You're valuable to me. It mattered so much, that change in my life, that now I say this, I matter. You ever heard me say that? Do you matter, yes or no? Do you have value? Where'd that come from? Right here. Pain. I call it, say it with me, I call it the what? People say stuff. They make up little slogans. Well, here's a slogan that it'll knock anybody's tail. I'll tell you that right now. Say it with me. Here it is. The Conqueror's Creed. God is with me. God will not fail me. God will not abandon me. That's the Conqueror's Creed. Got it? Yes or no? What's the Conqueror's Creed? We may be not sure. Don't know. That's pretty encouraging. Come on. just do it. How can our soldiers down through the century or two that we've had this country run right towards bullets? How can they do that? How can they leave their families? Amen. Yes or no? This country has a great history, and it's built on the Lord Jesus Christ. Whether people want to give Him credit or not, they're not giving Him credit because they're idiots. Excuse me. All you got to know is our history, who we were. Our forefathers braved the bloody seas and came here. They came here because they were conquerors. They came here because they believed. This nation exists today because of Jesus Christ. You hear me? You're doing the best thing you can do for America by getting your tail out of bed on a Sunday morning and coming here and worshiping Jesus Christ. Or going to a church that preaches the gospel. Be strong and of a good courage. This is how you're going to do it. This is how you're going to do it, Joshua. I'm with you. I'm not going to leave you. I'm not going to abandon you. But Joshua, you've got to be strong. And I'm telling you today, you've got to be strong. No matter what you're facing, be strong and of a good courage. For unto this people, you shall divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto them. I swear unto them. When are we going to stop letting the circumstances of our life negate the promises of God's Word? Say, God, you swore to me. You swore to me. You'd not leave me. Why don't you talk to Him like that? Say, you swore to me that you wouldn't abandon me. You swore to me that you wouldn't fail me, Lord. Talk to Him like that and see if He doesn't show up and wrap His arms around you. Instead of pointing the finger at Him saying, I can't believe you did this. I can't believe you did that. Why don't you just get at His feet and wrap your arms around Him and not let Him go? Amen. Say, come on! Powerful! Good courage comes. How do I get courage? How do I get courage? Listen, how do I get good courage? Good courage. How do I get it as a believer in Christ? It comes when I read and believe that God will do what He says He'll do. I can't give you courage. I wish I could. Ooh, here, have some courage. You have what the 10 have. You have what the 10 have without reading the Bible and believing that God's Word is true and is true for me. You hear me? Be strong, God says, and be of good courage. But then in the same passage, God says right after that, be strong and of a what kind of courage? So good courage comes when I read God's Word, I see His promises, and I believe that they're true, and God will do what He says He'll do. But great courage is something different than good courage. Only be thou strong, say it with me, and what? And what? That you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded you. Joshua, don't turn from my scriptures, from my truth, from my promises, from to the right nor to the left. That you may prosper, Joshua, wherever you go. This is one of the greatest verses in the Bible. It's one of the keys to the Christian life. That verse right there. So where does great courage come from? Now, good courage comes from me reading God's Word and believing God will do what He says He'll do. Great courage, say it with me, comes. Say it when I read and believe that God is going to do the last 6 or 7 years. God's been helping me rebuild a lot of the broken pieces of my life. The hurt, the pain. But He's good for it. Isn't He? Did you know the last 6 or 7 years of my life have been the most productive years of my life? You mean you can get run over by a train in life. And when God shows up, it can be the most productive years of your life because He's with you, because He won't leave you, He won't fail you, He won't abandon you. That's what I'm telling you today. Nike! Are y'all hearing me today? Conqueror. Winner. Victorious. Amen. Overcomer. Amen or amen. How many say, Pastor Gary, that's exactly what God's done in my life. Let me see your hand. That's exactly what He's done in my life. It's a flat out fact. God has done this in my life. Amen. Isn't that beautiful? Come on. How does great courage come? Say it with me. Say it with me. I do what God says do. Say, if you want great courage, if you want to be an overcomer and a victor, you just can't get your pair of shoes and a shirt, okay? It's funny, these people that wear these shirts, Have you seen some of these shirts on people? They think they're an athlete, and you want to go, you're not, okay? And you can say that to me now. I put this shirt on. I've gained about 20 pounds. I put this shirt last night on in front of Kim, and I saw these big old love handles hanging on the side of me. Whatever you call them. Anyway, so I looked at that thing, and I said, honey, I don't know if I can wear that shirt tomorrow. And she said, honey, you put a pair of jeans on, you're going to rock that shirt. That's a woman who sees through the Lord's eyes and not her own eyes. Amen. Come on. But I did throw another shirt on here underneath. Because I ain't an idiot. I know if I put something else on. I don't wear a girdle, but I'll wear another shirt if I have to. I'm sorry. So how does great courage come? I got to quit the message. I do what God says do. I do it just like God said do it. And I do it how? Every day. Today's the only day I've got. Why not do it today? Put your effort into today. Don't worry about tomorrow. Yesterday's gone. You can be a conqueror starting right now today. Nah, I can't. 10-2. I want to be one of the two, baby. I believe it's going to get done. You got to say that. I will prosper. Talk like that. I will succeed. I'm not talking about the TV preacher mess where you give a dollar and you think you're going to get $1 million. Quit it! This is work! This is work! His name is the Comforter, the Holy Spirit. He comes along us and comforts us in our trouble. Amen. Say, so that we can get up. God's promises to a conqueror, He reiterates it. Again, God says, have I not commanded you, Joshua, be strong and of a good courage. Don't be afraid. Don't be dismayed. The Lord your God is with you. I'm with you, son, wherever you go. How can we say we can't make it with that kind of stuff? Yes or no? Amen. A lot of people say, boy, I wish I could take you with me. Why would you want to take me with you when you could take him with you? Yes or no? Well, I wish I had you to remind me of that at the house. Why would you want me to remind you? When you've got the Scriptures and the Holy Spirit, the living God, that can speak to you. Amen. The Conqueror's Creed. Say it out loud with me. God will not. And we're going to quit the message right there because we've got communion, Roger. There's not a lot left. I think we got the gist of the message. How many knows this? Stop it right there. Back it up, Roger. How many knows this? Joshua did exactly what God said was going to happen. How many knows that? How many of those knows there was a nation called Israel? How many knows that Jesus Christ came through the lineage of the Hebrews through Israel? How many knows that? Yes or no? How many knows that Israel was out of the land for almost 2,000 years, and now Israel's back in the land since 1948? How many knows that? How many knows your Bible says that would happen in the last days? How many knows that? Listen, who are you going to believe? Who are you going to believe? Who are you going to believe? We can't or we can. Who are you going to believe? We won't or we will? Say, who are you going to believe? The 10 or the 2? Amen. To me, this is a good message. Amen. I call it the Conqueror's Creed. What does Nike mean? Nike means conqueror, means overcomer. It means victor. It means what, Dina? It means winner. Let's thank the Lord for His Word this morning. Come on! Woo! I like that.